Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And we are just, a few days now out of, since the storm has passed and covered much of the Southeast, really making an impact on Western Florida. Joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Michael Meyer, manager for LCMS Disaster Response, and following his visits to some of the congregations in the area. Pastor Meyer, thank you so much for joining us on the Coffee Hour today.
Yeah, good morning, Andy. Thanks for having me.
What did you see during your recent visit to Western Florida?
Yeah, it was very stark as we kind of drove in from the western side where we were staying. And there was a lot of traffic to get in and out because there's a lot of people who want to, get back to their homes and everything. But you kind of cross this line going through Panama City Beach and into Panama City, Florida, where it's just, that this is where the worst part of the storm was starting. And you go all the way down through Mexico Beach, which is about an hour's drive from one side to the other, where it looked like just a big tornado came through and destroyed the town. In Panama City, Florida, we have three LCMS congregations, Trinity Lutheran, Redemption, and then Good Shepherd. All three of those sustained some level of damage. Redemption sustained the worst out of those three. We walked through the sanctuary, and there was literally no roof anymore in the sanctuary. It collapsed in, and so there was sunshine in the sanctuary. It seems like it's going to be very close to just a total loss for that congregation. A very, very long haul for them to get out of that. Trinity Lutheran Church on the west side, They had some damage, but not enough that it's going to stop it from being a base of operations. So we're going to use that as a place for volunteers to come through, and as well as material goods to be distributed out in the name of Christ, and of course accompanying the proclamation of the gospel with that. Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, the sanctuary, rode out the storm. In fact, it didn't ride it out by itself. There were 85 people who were inside the basement area of the church. They were there the whole storm. They were singing hymns. They were playing cards and doing all these things to stay safe and keep their minds off of what was going on outside. They have a separate building. It was a fellowship hall that lost its roof, and they had some animals that were being kept there during the storm, and they stayed safe, but they kept having to move places in that building based on where the roof was still intact. So those three congregations of Panama City very severely affected. In Mexico Beach, about 30 miles down the road, that was what really the hardest hit area of the entire storm was. You can drive through where they've cleared the roads a little bit, and it's almost like there's nothing that was left untouched. The trees, the homes, there's entire neighborhoods that are just completely gone now. The wind destroyed the homes, and then the tide and the storm surge came in and swept out a lot of the debris back out into the Gulf. So it's almost like looking out into nothing where neighborhoods used to be.
That is incredible. What is the next steps for disaster response for the teams that are going to be gathering down there?
Well, the next steps that we have, and we're considering a grant request from the Southern District at this time, and it's primarily to two prongs. One, how can we best care for the pastors who are serving these congregations? Because you look at all the damage the congregation has, that the members have, and that they're suffering just like the pastors, of course. The likelihood of them being able to pay their pastors and work and make sure that they're taken care of is diminished. So we're gonna step in and we're gonna help make sure that these pastors are cared for, and in doing that, we're gonna be able to allow them to take their worries and concerns, set them aside, and now care for their flock again. So that's what the step one of what we're doing. Step two is getting everything that we need in place for Trinity Lutheran Church to receive volunteers and actually have them go out into the neighborhood and be a blessing to the community in the name of Christ. So Some of that's going to include putting into place a volunteer coordinator so that they can match up volunteers with homeowners who need assistance. There's plenty of work to be done, but doing that in a way that's good, right, and salutary, that is protecting all of the parties and actually doing it, not getting in the way of other responders and whatnot. So we're going to put into place that mechanism so that volunteers can go down there and provide help and assistance. Initially, right now, it's only self-contained teams that can come in because there's no water, there's no electricity. So they're only asking for teams that can house themselves, clean themselves, bring their own tools and equipment, food, everything. So it's completely self-contained. Now, that's going to change over the coming weeks and months to open up to a little bit less prepared of a volunteer, but still ones that are focused on chainsaw work and debris removal for homeowners.
We're going to check in with our LCMS communications team as well in just a moment. Before we do that, Pastor Meyer, how can our listeners be helpful? I think that might be the question they may be asking now, is how can they be helpful?
Well, certainly they can continue to pray. You know, as the days pass since the storms, it's going to be easy to forget those things. But keep these families and these churches and these communities in your prayers. Secondarily, they can give. They can go to LCMS Disaster Response, to lcms.org/disaster, and there's a Give Now button that they can click on and find opportunities to give and help financially for those who are able to go down. And thirdly, they can volunteer. They can use some of the time, maybe some vacation time, or if they have some time like that they could give up and spare. The volunteers are going to be needed in a very big way here in the next, I'd say, 3 to 6 months.
Very good. The Reverend Michael Meyer, Manager, LCMS Disaster Response. Thanks for joining us this morning on the Coffee Hour. Joining us now, Eric Lunsford, Managing Photojournalist for LCMS Communications. Eric, thanks so much for taking some time to share with us. What are some of the sites that you were able to visit during your trip to Western Florida, and what did you see?
Good morning. It's good to see you again. You know, you see so much, and it's also not only do you see, but also what you feel. And it's heartbreaking, and it's tragic. Having lived and worked in Florida and covered hurricanes for most of my professional life, you come in and you just see this utter destruction. You know, Pastor Meyer really laid that out really well in terms of Mexico Beach. You know, when you come into that town, you've seen how homes have slid into the water. You have cars that are just upended, thrown around like toys, houses that are just reduced to complete rubble. And in that, you see this overwhelming suffering, and it's, in a sense, it's hard to kind of put into context what has gone on, and it's hard to kind of get a sense of where to go. You know, yesterday in Mexico Beach, for example, I trailed briefly with a search and rescue team from Missouri, and they're still looking for people who are unaccounted for. And, you know, the sun's shining. It is out. I don't remember if there's clouds in the sky, but it looks all calm and peaceful. But everything you see from there is just absolute destruction. And this was just terrible on so many levels.
Have you been able to talk with anybody that was affected, or get some stories from people who went through this?
Yes, indeed. I think this is a scene where when you walk into one of the congregations, Trinity Lutheran in Panama City, for example, you see church members, they're moving food, they're trying to get donations going, but they are running ragged. Their own homes have been damaged, their lives upended, and here they are, they're at the church, they're trying to help others and serving. They have wonderful servant hearts, but you see that fatigue, and people kind of running on a lot of fumes right now. I mean, you know, having had a home that was damaged in one of the hurricanes, you're trying to be out and helpful to others and continue your work. And some people can't go back to work. And at this time, they're just trying to even get, in some cases, power or water or food, for example. So, yeah, it's, you know, when you just listen to the stories, you just hear how, yep, you know, my home's damaged here, but my neighbor's is worse. So I'm trying to help that person. Or one of my family members has this problem. And so, people are just trying to help each other, but also just trying to move forward, and that's really hard right now.
Eric Lunsford, Managing Photojournalist, LCMS Communications. Thanks so much, Eric, for sharing with us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.
Al Dobnia, Director of Digital Media Productions, LCMS Communications. Al, you've seen multiple disasters like this, and we have just under a minute here, but how do you see LCMS congregations stepping up to serve in their communities after a disaster like this?
Well, I have to say that the congregation members that I spoke to, those people that I had a chance to talk to at our congregations in the affected areas, were more interested in helping their neighbors and the community than they were worried about their own condition. Now, granted, some of them had minor damage to homes, others had roofs torn off, but everyone I spoke to said, we are prepared to move forward into our communities to help these folks who are much worse off than we are. And, you know, the great thing about that is they're going to do that in the spirit of bringing the gospel right along with them. So it was very, very heartening to see and hear that. Very disheartening to see the massive destruction, just absolutely massive everywhere. For example, Mexico Beach, a total loss. The entire community is pretty much a total loss. At one point, the city manager was quoted as saying they were considering bulldozing the entire town and starting over. Really, really hard to comprehend something like that.
Al Dobnia, Director, Digital Media Production, LCMS Communications. Thanks so much for reporting for us this morning.
Thank you.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golson.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.